USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins with more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. He said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years.
The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a critical meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to proceed with discussions about a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. backed a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire. This, as new public polling from Gallup finds a 55% majority of Americans now disapprove of Israel's war against Hamas. The NCAA planning to urge states to prohibit prop betting on college athletes. USA's John Schaefer.
The NCAA stated that it will actively lobby state gambling boards to restrict proposition betting on individual student athletes. Prop betting entails gambling on specific player statistics, such as points scored or turnovers committed. NCAA officials emphasize that this initiative aims to deter potential cheating and protect young players from harassment.
The State Department offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A Texas law granting police the authority to detain individuals suspected of unlawfully crossing the southern border remains suspended. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has affirmed a prior ruling that deemed SB 4 unconstitutional. Texas public safety officials have said the law would only allow officers to arrest those they see crossing the Rio Grande. Inflation and price hikes continue to weigh heavily on businesses, with one discount chain also announcing a new price increase. USA's Laura Winters.
You're going to have to dig deeper when you go to Dollar Tree. It's becoming Dollar 50 Tree, raising its prices again. The discount store revealing in an earnings call that its price point will now start at $1.50, up from $1.25, with some items selling for $5 to $7 in a special aisle.
Donald Trump is extending a warm reception to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s entrance into the presidential race through a post on Truth Social. Trump labeled Kennedy as the most, quote, radical left contender in the field. Additionally, Trump said he believes RFK Jr.'s candidacy will draw votes away from President Biden. In a gesture of reconciliation in Florida, the governor and Mickey Mouse are declaring a ceasefire. Disney and a committee led by Governor Ron DeSantis have reached a settlement with the goal of resolving all litigation between them. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.